You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com. We're back to you guys today. We return for the finals, Game 3. We are now back in action for Game 4, less than 48 hours later, between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors tonight at the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. The Celtics are four-point favorites over the Warriors. The over-under is 214 total points. We're going to be diving into all that, my favorite player props from tonight's game, my prediction, my over-under projection as well. In the meantime, I want to remind you about, really quickly, to subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. We have so much great podcasts like The Dunker Spot. We have Follow Through. We have The Alex Kennedy Show. Keep It at 94. We have so many great content, audio podcasts on the BasketballNews.com podcast network. So make sure you check all those out. Make sure you read BasketballNews.com every single day as well. I'm biased, but I think we are the best NBA content creators out there, an elite staff that I am so excited about. And also, I wanted to go over as well our latest stories at BasketballNews.com. So go ahead and check out BasketballNews.com. Go ahead and add in your content you need every single day. We're your one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. And then one more time, I want to remind you about our sponsor of today's show, which is NBA Experiences. We have an upcoming great thing going on for the 2022 NBA Draft at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The NBA Draft is fast approaching. If you got the chance to experience it like never before, thanks to NBA Experiences, get access to premium in-arena hospitality at the Barclays Center featuring AJ Griffin, Keegan Murray, Dominique Wilkins, and Ron Harper, and much more with an official Experiences and ticket package. Get 5% off your draft package using the code BASKETBALLNEWS at online checkout. Again, use the code BASKETBALLNEWS, all one word, for 5% off of your draft package at online checkout. That's a great deal. I take advantage of that right now. So let's go ahead and dive into Warriors versus Celtics Game 4 tonight in Boston. The Celtics are four-point favorites. Again, the over-under is 214 total points. Let's first go over our player props here, and then we'll dive into my projections for the over-under and my pick against the spread. As far as player props, what really stands out to me tonight, I think, is Jason Tatum. I think we see a big game tonight from Jason Tatum, again on the points. He hit his over last game. I expect the same thing tonight for Jason Tatum, being very aggressive offensively, driving to the basket, hitting some good three-point shots as well. So I love Jason Tatum. I think we're getting great value as well on the points at 26.5. So let's go ahead and throw in here Jason Tatum over 26.5 points. Now let's go over to three-pointers here. Stephen Curry, he hit 5 threes last game. His over-under was 4.5. He hit the over. I'm going back to the well here again. It hit last time. Let's go ahead and do it again here. We're going to take Stephen Curry over 4.5 threes at minus 122 odds. And we see Curry hit at least 5 or 6 threes tonight. So let's go ahead and lock in as well. Stephen Curry over 4.5 made threes. And now as well, let's go over to another prop I like here on the board. It's going to be Andrew Wiggins. I think we're actually getting really solid value tonight from Andrew Wiggins in the point category, which is at plus six, over 16.5, and it's at plus 100 value. So I think we're getting actually really good percentages on this Wiggins prop. And Wiggins at 16.5, he's been consistent around that number throughout this series and throughout the postseason for the Warriors. I think we see great defense from Wiggins on Tatum as well. I think we see a more locked-in Wiggins on both ends of the court for Game 4. So let's go ahead and take Andrew Wiggins on the point total here. I'm going to take the over on 16.5. I feel there's great value to be had throughout the plus money as well. So let's throw in here Andrew Wiggins over 16.5 points. Now, finally, let's go over to one more prop here I like on the board, and it's going to be Jaylen Brown over on his assist totals. Last game, he had 5 assists. I think we see more of a facilitation role for him as well as the Warriors try to lock in on and contain him on the driving lanes. Marcus Smart, Jayce Tatum, and Jaylen Brown all done very well, sharing the playmaking load for the Celtics. I think we see Jaylen Brown another solid game in the playmaking department tonight, and 3.5 things great value for him at minus 118 odds. So let's go ahead and throw in here for our last player prop, Jaylen Brown over 3.5 assists. So here's our four player props for this game, and it is as follows. Jason Tatum, over 26.5 points. Stephen Curry, over 4.5 made threes. Andrew Wiggins, over 16.5 points. And Jaylen Brown, over 3.5 assists. Those are our player props, two for each side tonight for Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Let's go ahead now and dive in to our picks against the spread for Game 4, as well as our over-under projection. In the meantime, I want to remind you about our other sponsor of today's show. We went over NBA experiences as well, but I also want to remind you as well about another great NBA-related sponsor at BasketballNews.com, and it revolves around NBA Top Shot. I know Basketball News loyal listeners know about our NBA Top Shot show with Alex Kennedy. That might be coming back here, so I'll have to ask Alex about that, but make sure you get on NBA Top Shot. They have so much great stuff going on around the NBA. We went over NBA experiences, but let's go over as well NBA Top Shot. Steph Curry's record-breaking three-pointer, Jason Tatum's buzzer-beating alley-oop, Ja Morant's poster dunk. NBA Top Shot is where the greatest moments from NBA history are turned into officially licensed digital collectibles. NBA Top Shot has evolved trading cards by making it easier to buy, sell, and collect by removing all the hassle of grading, shoe boxes, and shipping less. You can buy or sell moments in a few clicks and access them at any time on your phone or computer. Your collection is always at your fingertips. Start collecting Top Shot moments in any way you want. Collect rookie moments from future stars like Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham. Collect throwback moments from former NBA stars like Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson. Or collect moments from your favorite team to gain access to exclusive perks. Grab your starter pack today and Top Shot will give you $20 back to start your collection and pick up some of your favorite moments in the marketplace. Go to about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews and get on the game today. Again, that is about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews to get on the game with NBA Top Shot. Now let's go ahead and dive in, folks, into our Game 4 prediction against a spread, my over-under pick as well. Again, the Celtics are 4-point favorites tonight in Game 4 over the Warriors. We're going back to the well here, folks. I'm going to go Warriors +4. I'm going to go Warriors on the money line as well at +140. I'm going to see a very solid bounce back game from the Warriors. I know Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson had great games last time. Now Curry's a little bit hobbled. But I think we see a great game tonight from the Splash Brothers. I think Jordan Poole steps up as well a little bit. We see an all-around great game from Andrew Wiggins. Draymond Green steps up as well in a better role tonight. So I really believe that the Warriors win this game outright. At +140, it's too enticing for me not to go in that direction. So let's take Warriors +140 on the money line. If you're feeling a little bit safer, I don't blame you taking Warriors +4. I think it's a really solid one. I think it's at least a one-possession game. So let's go ahead and lock in here. Warriors +4 and +140 money line. And for the over-under, I'm going to go under 214 points. Last game, it barely went over at 216.5, and that was because a flurry of threes from the Boston Celtics, an awful defense from the Warriors. So I think that's a little bit brought back down to earth tonight, and we see a more balanced attack for both sides, better defense from the Warriors especially, which goes into my under prediction. So let's lock in under 214 total points for Game 4 of the NBA Finals between the Warriors and the Celtics. So again, one final time for you guys. Here's my player props, my pick against the spread, alongside my over-under prediction, and it is as follows. First, for our player props, Jason Tatum, over 26.5 points. Andrew Wiggins, over 16.5 points. Stephen Curry, over 4.5 made threes. And Jaylen Brown, over 3.5 assists. Let's also go over my pick against the spread. It is Warriors +4. I'm also going to be throwing on the money line projection here at +140. So we're locking the Warriors spread and the money line tonight. And I'm also taking the under on the over-under here at 214 total points. So let's lock in the under as well. So appreciate everyone listening. And as always, to Nothing But Bets, where you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting action for tip off the NBA Finals. In the meantime, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you read BasketballNews.com and subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. Make sure you're following along with me on Twitter as well, at EsIdery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. So appreciate everyone listening. And as always, to the podcast, make sure you enjoy the NBA Finals tonight and lock in your bets, and happy betting to you.